This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talk about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
And good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, and this is episode 96. And we are here with the one, the only, your island cowboy, John Jerome.
Oh, stop it. You're too kind. John Jerome, what's happening, guys? Island cowboy. Feeling good today with the ladies.
And beside.
What up?
So, it's been a little bit.
It's been a minute.
So, we did a podcast last month. Wait, what month are we in?
We're in November.
We're still in November.
We did it a few weeks ago. A
few weeks ago.
With the Mo Bros.
Okay, yeah, for November.
Yeah.
And then we're episode 96, and we said this, and we manifested this in the beginning of the year, that we would hit 100 by the end of this year.
And bitch, I've been determined to get you there.
And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We have the next two lined up.
Well, we have the next three lined up.
Okay.
We decided that we would hit 100 in 2020. Our first episode would be 100. We discussed this on Mo Bros. They gave us the ideas, like, just start 2020 with episode 100.
So our New Year's Eve episode, we always do a New Year's Eve one, that will be
99.
So this is our Thanksgiving-sode.
Yes.
This is our fifth.
This is our fifth.
Can you believe this is our fifth?
You guys are doing great. I can't believe you're at 96 episodes. Yeah. And you're going to get to 100. I think that is amazing. Yeah. That inspires me to maybe someday do something great in my life.
I mean, I've got tons of people lined up. I've got tons of people lined up that, you know, it's just a matter of timing and getting your schedule. Because you and I both have jobs.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That sucks, doesn't it?
I mean, it's an interesting concept.
It's the job. Jobs.
I had 4 months where I didn't have a job.
That's
so.
A good thing, but it's a bad thing as well, because then you're not making any money. But having a job is really the biggest pain in the ass I have in my whole life. You know? It gets in the way of everything I actually want to do, but it pays for everything that I do. So
That's right.
You know, it's kind of a weird little dichotomy I'm in there.
That's right. Now, John, you said you just started a podcast?
We have started a podcast, me and my brother Aaron.
And how many episodes are you in?
We have 4 episodes, but we're not released yet. We're going to release those when we get to 10.
Oh.
So that we can have a good schedule for you guys. We want to be a little more consistent. But if you're going to let me, I'll just real quick tell you what it's about.
Absolutely.
It's called Pop Vulture, and it's really all about mine and Aaron's experiences as kids growing up and the things that we loved back then. And then we kind of take off from that. We talk about other things, maybe from years when we weren't alive or we weren't around, or newer things. But it's really just a ride through pop culture throughout the years. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And where are you going to post this?
This will be on every audio website you can think of when it is released.
Okay.
And we will let you know at that time.
Yep.
Through you guys. You guys will be my conduit to the public.
Perfect.
And you can find it on all the platforms, just like you could my album when it came out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay. Yes.
Yeah, sir.
Going a little bit into the hot plate, what's going on locally. We have our good friend Eric Lilienthal that has a heels class at Magma. And where is that in Salem?
Magma is at the very top of Brown's Mall. It's the third floor of Brown's Mall. It is a beautiful dance studio. The very top. Like, seriously, you can see all of the city skyline. Like, it is just gorgeous. The owner of Magma, Sarah, just... does a wonderful job there.
Now, you've been to Eric's class
a few times. To 3 of them.
Yes.
And so when people, like, obviously, like, we're going to link up what, you know, his class looks like and all that stuff. But when you say heels class, a lot of people might think, well, what kind of heels? Do I even have the heels? I don't have the heels. They might have the heels, but so what are some things that you have seen?
I've seen stilettos, I've seen boot heels, I've seen wedges, I've seen kitten heels, I've seen all kinds of shoes. Any shoe that you're comfortable in, barefoot. At some point, your feet hurt. Like, just go barefoot. It's more or less, it's not necessarily about wearing the heels the whole class. He doesn't want, if you're feeling uncomfortable, he doesn't want you to be uncomfortable.
Right.
He wants you to feel empowered. He wants you to get uncomfortable, like not, he wants you to get comfortable and feel empowered.
Right.
He wants you to feel just vibrant. He wants you to feel yourself.
Right.
Feel your inner fucking Beyonce. Wow. Your inner.
This is interesting.
Oh, John, you would love it.
John
you
has saw, seen me you, after yeah. a heel class. John has seen me
that
the
workout
next day.
Must freaking kill you though.
No, not at all. No. And then we go and get drunk after. It's
my calves would probably
amazing.
Fucking kill
no.
in the next
no,
day.
No, you would be so surprised.
I have a question. Do any men do it?
Yes.
No way.
There are four men that usually do it.
Really?
And they fucking crush it.
Well, like, Eric's the one who teaches the class, and he
so
has his.
There, like, so Paul did it with me in the last one, and he just dropped into a split right, like, in mid-song, and I fucking died for it. It was incredible. So
the music selection that Eric has is just
so obviously
awesome.
Like, if John was to show up, John's probably gonna feel like I'm not gonna do this. He's going to feel foolish. The whole point is to let go of those inhibitions. Like, stop acting, like, so fucking reserved. Stop being a fucking pussy. Just.
Yeah, stop being a pussy. I love it. I'm going to show up in a cowboy hat, my whole getup. I'm going to do the heel class, and we're going to live stream it on YouTube.
Unleash your fucking Magic Mike and let's go.
I'll do it. I'm down.
Seriously.
I don't know if it's Magic Mike quality, but.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel, unleash your fucking sexy. Let's go.
So he's the only do this once a month?
He does it once a month, the third Friday of the month. They've started to be consistent. What they do is we do a little bit of a workout, like, to warm up, because you have to warm up your body first, and then he teaches you the power strut, which, listen, you need that shit when you get to Market Basket. I'm telling you, it works. He teaches you the cookie method. You have to come to find out what the cookie method is. I promise you, it works too. I wouldn't.
And how long are you?
It's about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Well, you a half hour is the warm-up, and then you learn the routine.
Okay.
And then you go through it.
Oh,
and depending
okay.
on the
okay.
size of the class, you're either broken up into team one and team two.
Yeah.
And you'll do the routine. You'll do the routine all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll have team one sit out, and team two will do it a few times, and team one will encourage team two.
That's a lot of people.
Two.
So how many, do you see this as each time you've gone, have you seen this class grow?
Yes. This last time, we don't know what happened. There was only a few of us in there. But we still, like, jammed out like there was 20 of us.
Awesome.
And it was fantastic.
Awesome. Another new thing happening, which I'm totally out of the loop, and I don't know if you know about this one, John, that Cape Ann Lanes now has a brewery, or did they change their name?
They have a brewery inside.
But it's still called Cape Ann Lanes.
There's still Cape Ann Lanes.
Okay. And they've been doing live music there for a while
now,
right?
They
throughout
have.
The summer, and it's really cool. I've seen a couple bands there. The lighting is incredible.
Really?
The sound is incredible. They do a really good job there with the music. I'm very impressed with that.
Zenny's are crushing it. They're doing a great job there. Like, she, little pregnant belly, just running around, cleaning up, just running around last night. She was a monster. She
now,
was
do
a beast.
How often do they have bands there?
They've been having them almost every weekend.
Once
if
a week,
not
right?
Other. Yeah.
Really?
And some of the best bands around town, too. So, PRAV, I think F-Bomb might have played there. Million
F-Bomb
and a half.
F-Bomb was there.
Yeah.
Yep. They
that
were
must
there
have been
two
packed out. F-Bomb has a huge
F-Bomb
following.
Rules.
They have
I love
been
F-Bomb,
around
baby.
For how many years? Oh, my God.
Many years. Those guys have been playing for many years.
Yeah, I was there 2 weeks ago for F-Bomb.
Wow.
And they tried not to swear as much because there were children.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, they still let, like, it's not like a 21 plus once
no,
the
no,
bands come in?
No,
they still...
little kids were bowling until almost 11 o'clock.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Wow.
They were like, we're going to try not to swear, but you came to F-Bomb, so.
You brought your kid to F-Bomb. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty funny.
So, yeah, I mean, last night was Mystery Meat. Neon 90s was there a month and a half ago.
Well, I like the concept of being able to have your, like, bring your kids and listen to the music that you want to. So, like, for John, when you play only 21 plus places, like, Tyler is like, I really want to see John. So we like when you play at other places that, you know what I mean? So it's cool for other people to play at places they can bring their kids.
Well, I agree. I love to play for the kids anyway. Like, children 10 and under are like some of my favorite people to play with. They have such enthusiasm. Play four, excuse me. But I do, but you know, in a way I feel like I am playing with them because the kids interact with everything and they look at you like you're a star.
Dancing.
They want to be around you and they're dancing and they're singing the songs they know. And they kind of, they make the party when you get to play for children, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you play a bar, you're playing for adults, and you kind of get a different vibe. But the adults are fun, too, because they're like children sometimes as well, you know?
Yes, they are.
They really are.
Yes, they are. And then also, so we just want to give a shout-out to Aaron Pequeno. Aaron Pequeno. I just know her as Aaron Dutton, which she hasn't been Aaron Dutton for a really long time. She is a badass mason. She owns her own company. We will actually be having her on a podcast in the near future. So we will circle back and talk all about what she
does. She owns her own company, right?
Yeah.
Female-owned mason.
Like, yeah.
Owned
yeah. In
tough
Gloucester,
job.
She does a
not
lot
an
of
easy job.
Customary work. So once we have her on, we're going to learn all about
masonry.
What, yeah. And she has a lot of custom work, though, too. It's amazing, like this shit that you've seen.
Looks
just,
like I'm gonna have to do some research on masonry.
Just the other day, she posted a picture of her and her roof fixing a chimney. I'm like, this is freaking.
Good for
how
her.
Many
I
women
love it.
Do you see on her roof fixing a fucking chimney? You know.
Do you know what the name of her company is?
I will have to double check on that. Right. I don't remember right at this.
Pequeno.
Yeah,
it could be Pequeno.
Pequeno.
All right. She's from Lanes. She's a Lanesville girl. I grew up with her when I lived in Lanesville for a little bit. She graduated with my sister. So, yeah. So, John, where are you spending Thanksgiving?
Well, we kind of, I don't know, the past couple of years with Thanksgiving, we've kind of stepped back from having the big meals and, you know, having so many people around. And sometimes we just go out drinking. You know, sometimes we'll get up, we'll make something for lunch, and then we'll go to the Crow's Nest for a while.
I was just going to say, what is actually even open on Thanksgiving?
The Crow's Nest is like the only place that's open on Thanksgiving, but that the
fun
Crow's
fact.
Nest is like a family.
Fun fact, Thanksgiving is the only day that Winnie closes the Pilot House, because she said that's the only day that Americans usually don't eat out.
Yeah.
So she's open every other day. So usually most Chinese places are closed on only Thanksgiving
Day. Most places are closed on Thanksgiving. Yeah. But, I mean, Thanksgiving's a great day to go drinking at the Crow's Nest. If you guys want to meet me there, I'll be there. You know, responsible drinking, of course.
Circle back. Erin's company is called Evolve Masonry and Homes, LLC.
Love it.
Nice.
Isn't that where Joey and Caitlin
got engaged? Yeah.
The Crow's Nest
on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
So
I thought it was
amazing.
Thanksgiving.
On Christmas Eve.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because so there was a tradition that Joey has had for 1,000 years with his fishermen that they all go out for drinks when morning of Christmas Eve, and that was kind of their tradition. And that's evolved over the years where, you know, basically all of the friends, right? So all of his friends go down, and it's really easy when I lived behind the Crow's Nest because I could just walk down the hill.
Did you live behind the Crow's Nest?
Yeah, I lived on French Street.
Oh, yeah.
So
actually,
on French Street.
I lived right behind the Crow's Nest.
Well, the stairs that go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would just walk out my door, go down the stairs, and there I was.
Go to the nest, have a drink.
Yeah, so that's what we did, and obviously I can't do that anymore on Christmas Eve morning. But, But yeah, so then a couple of years ago, I'm the one who filmed it and everything.
Well, you could, I mean, essentially you could do it. You could just stay at the Crow's Nest overnight and wake up there in the morning,
you
right?
You
could. Go downstairs, have a drink. Because the Crow's Nest is the only bar that's hopping at like 10 in the morning. You know what I mean? You drive down the street, there's 20 people standing outside the Crow's Nest plowing butts, and you're like, wow.
I like the Prosecco. It's cheap, too.
Everything's cheap, and everything's, you know,
Kino?
Fun. Yep, Kino. A little bored, play a little Kino, lose some money.
And they have the good Prosecco, too. They
that was Deke's favorite spot, and that's where he died.
Huh?
Good bartenders, good owners. I love them. Crow's Nest.
Yeah, I never went in there before. I didn't go in there for my first time till a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been there maybe a handful of times.
I've been there twice, and that's enough.
No way. Dive bars,
it's
man.
Like
dive bars
old
are the best.
I don't need the ghost following me home, bro.
It's like the old timers in the Mitch. I only was in there a couple times each. So
what would you get? I mean, just for the heck of it, would you go to Pratty's or would you go to the Crow's Nest?
No, I'd rather go to the Crow's Nest.
I'd rather go home.
if I had
I've been
had
to Pratty's recently too, and I'm like, Yeah, I've
been to Prize like twice in my life.
I'd rather go sit on that Jam Space couch.
Yeah, the 70s couch.
Yeah, I'd just go sit on that thing. Just naked.
So, John, what are you grateful for this year?
I am grateful. Sheesh, I never really thought of it like that. Thank you for tossing that one on top of me like that.
you know, I should have said your notes. In the spirit of Thanksgiving.
I'm grateful for my family, mostly, and the people around me and the people in my life.
I love how you say mostly.
Well, because I'm also grateful for other things. I don't mean it like that. But I mean, like, there's a lot to be grateful for, and there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't think about that you can be grateful for as well. You know, I mean, I'm grateful that I'm just alive today. When I've seen many people my age or younger than me passing away, and you know, you think, oh, I'm getting older, but you got to kind of think of it like, wow, I've lasted this long. You know, I mean, some of the things we've done in our lives. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm healthy and I'm with you guys and we're having fun and we're laughing and we're doing podcasts, really.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
How about you?
I 100% agree with you.
What are you thankful for?
Thankful for a lot of things. Most recently, my new job that's actually a perfect fit for me. And so really loving the culture that I'm in. And I think that's, you know, and just really, you know, keeping positive and, you know, all that. So.
Which is never easy.
No, it's not. A lot of shit happens in life and to stay positive and, you know, things like that. So, like you said, like just every day is a... is a blessing because you gotta live every day like it's your last.
And you never know if it is, you know?
No, you don't.
Right.
No, you don't.
What about you, B?
Oh, well, you've been there for some dark.
How about the positive stuff? What are you grateful for, Bridget?
Well, let's be positive. I mean, you have to talk about the darkness too, because if you don't talk about the darkness, when the light shines, you don't get to appreciate the light.
So now the light shine. What are you grateful for in the light?
I mean, the light is still getting brighter.
Is it dim?
It's not dim. It's getting brighter. You know, I mean, I got a new car. I totaled it. And then I got another one. But at that time, I was very upset about that car accident. But recently I found out, because of that car accident, they found something on a body scan of mine. And because of that, I wouldn't have known that there was something going on with my body.
Right? So you're grateful for the accident.
Exactly.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Yep. So it's kind of one of those things. But at the time of the accident, it's like, what the actual fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm unemployed. I'm miserable.
But now you have a job.
Right.
So you have a lot of positive things coming out of your negative
days. You're not letting
me
finish my journey here, Alicia.
Go ahead, keep going.
But I'm just saying, it's like at that time, it's like all this shit is like, are you fucking kidding me? And then to come to find out, it's like, oh, you think about it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, here's all of this. It's like, well, shit, that whole path comes full circle. It's like, what the fuck? Like, goddamn, could you have just given me that running fucking list the minute this all shit went down? Like, you know, it's just, that's what I'm grateful for, is like, you know, at the time, also, between my unemployment, the car accident, all these certain different people, the people that I thought would have been there were not there. Other people came and stepped in their place, you know? It's, this Thanksgiving is going to be a whole lot different. It definitely put things into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like John, like I took more of a step with John, you know, and that kind of thing. And I did some stuff with John during my unemployment. So, which we'll probably discuss. so it's, you know, I definitely think the life, I mean, we've all witnessed younger people, like kids are like 24 years old fucking dying.
Tell them to stay off the fucking drugs.
Yeah, it's crazy. You gotta stay off those fucking drugs. And you gotta know that growing up and getting into it in the first place. If you have nothing to do on Thanksgiving, you can meet me at the Crow's Nest, babe. Me and Carrie be there having a good time. Yeah. Might even bring a guitar and an amp and play.
Wanna see? Perfect. But that's the thing, too, is a lot of people around this time. I work in a job that deals with mental health and stuff like that. And there's a lot of sadness and a lot of people that just feel like they have nowhere to go. And it's like, if you feel like that, reach out, like, for crying out loud. And it is hard. It's really hard to turn around and just be like, hey, I'm fucking miserable. Like, help me. Like, right. It's tough. Like, even John checks in and he's like, are you fucking depressed? I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, you usually are. And that's fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're just here to cheer people up, you know? We're all fucking depressed, you know?
Right.
It is what it is. We deal with it in different ways.
Exactly.
Yep. So for Thanksgiving, do you even like the food?
We stopped eating turkey a long time ago. We did chicken for years because I'm super weird about food.
I'm wicked picky.
Yeah, now I'm like, I don't even want meat anymore. It's just so inconsistent. I know this is weird, but I don't like meat anymore. I eat it, but I like consistent things. So if I bite into a piece of steak and it's delicious and I bite into the next piece of steak and it's like got a chunk of fat on it and it's disgusting.
Oh, I love the fat.
Yeah, see, I think the fat is like, I just can't take it anymore. I'm pretty much the poor Howard Hughes, where I'm deteriorating mentally with all these little idiosyncrasies that are messing up my whole life about food and stuff, you know? I gotta force myself a lot to eat other people's food just because I run these scenarios through my head and drive myself insane about what could have happened with that food before I saw it, you know? Is that nuts?
Nope, because you want to know what? What I found out? I found out Friendsgiving is a potluck. Motherfucking no, I would never go to a potluck.
Wait a minute. Johnny ain't eating,
sorry.
I ain't eating
either.
Hold on. We need to pause. Hold on.
I would never.
You just found out Friendsgiving is a potluck?
Yeah, I thought of Friendsgiving.
You didn't really pause it for this,
nope,
did you?
No,
this is gold.
No. I thought, no, this is what I legit thought. I thought the person who was hosting the Friendsgiving was the one cooking because it's a Thanksgiving of friends.
Yeah. Right.
So I thought the host would be the one
cooking
making everything.
Food, right.
Exactly.
Oh, no. So
therefore, I would never go to one.
I went
to
a Friendsgiving where she made the initial turkey and the ham.
Yeah.
But everyone brought sides.
No, right. I wouldn't.
Here's the thing, yeah, but you can go and still hang out and have fun. You just don't have to eat. It's just tough to tell them I'm not eating.
But here's the thing, though.
Well, I would pretend to eat, like, cheese and crackers.
Someone showed up and brought a sixer of Twisted Tea and was like, oh, here's what I'm offering to everyone.
Boom, that's Friendsgiving right there, baby.
That's bullshit. Everyone else brought, like, I brought green beans. I brought a fucking banana.
Oh, see, you shouldn't even be allowed to come if you're bringing green beans. No.
It was delicious. It was with fucking shallots.
No green beans.
And fucking, like, fucking panko. Fuck you, dude.
Oh, you pankoed them too? Threw a little panko on top
of that? No, I don't do green bean casserole. I do
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I sauteed green beans with mushrooms, panko, and shallots, and panko, and done.
Nice. I'm just not a green bean guy. Carrie loves them.
I don't peas?
Do you like
them.
Peas? That's the biggest question.
What?
I like just straight up things.
We didn't have
peas. Nothing like
do you like peas?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Not that I eat them, but if I, you know. I don't like Thanksgiving food, so.
Yeah, well, you know,
she cooks for a fucking army.
Well, my mom, but my mom also. My mom does the whole, like, she'll do, like, that cabbage dish that I've never learned to do. I don't know. Like, she does, like, the creamed cauliflower that I don't know how to do.
Cauliflower
creamed
and cheese.
Like, the onions. Stuff like that. Like, I don't know how to, like, that's the stuff I don't even really know how to make a gravy.
Well, you know how
every year she's got to try to teach me, and I'm like,
this is how you make a gravy. You buy a packet, you dump it in there with a little bit of water, you cook it until it boils, boom, gravy.
You do it with a little turkey grind.
Yeah.
That's what you do, even with the gravy.
Yeah.
Not with the little water.
The gravy pack. Insta gravy.
I love Insta gravy. I love mashed potatoes. Oh. I love the stuffing. I don't love that, you know, poor bird that we're eating.
I don't like any of it. So
just become a vegan, dude.
It's tough to become a vegan, though, because my whole life I've eaten meat, so it's like,
or vegetarian.
What would I eat if I ate vegan?
Or vegetarian.
Like kidney beans, chickpeas.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound good to me. Like, I don't want to eat chickpeas.
They're delicious, and they're full of protein, and they will keep you satisfied and full.
Cheeseburgers. You know, cheeseburgers, I tell you why.
You need cheeseburgers, but
cheeseburgers are consistent, that's why. Hamburger is a consistent product. For the most part, every bite of a hamburger is exactly the same.
What about the hot dog?
You know what? Okay.
Or a sausage. Those are the same
sausage
thing.
Sausage is a little kind of freaking me out lately, but I've come around on hot dogs. I didn't eat hot dogs for a few years because it's lips and assholes, you know, and it's like just the it's the residuals from actual, like, meat products. The meat byproduct is what it is. But my God, are those things delicious. You know what I mean? Give me a couple ballpark beef franks, throw them in some beans, baby. I'm down.
But you'll eat beans? You'll eat those kind of beans?
I know, that's weird.
That's nasty.
Well, the canned beans, all of a sudden there's a big chunk of like bacon that's completely disgusting, then I'm done with the beans
that's
too.
It's a pork belly, yeah.
Yeah,
pork.
Well, you don't eat it. It's just there to cook.
But you do eat it by, because you don't know it's there, and then you bite into it like, salty little thing that they stick
in
there.
Peter will make me ribs on Thanksgiving.
So you'll have ribs?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, he'll smoke some ribs. Ribs I don't, are good. Other than that, I like the mashed potatoes and the sweet potatoes, and that's about it.
Dude, that's the only reason why I will go to her. I'll go to the gym, work my ass off, then I will drive to her house to eat her mom's fucking sweet potatoes.
That is awesome.
That is the only reason.
I would do the same thing. Really I wouldn't go to the gym. You know, the gym part. Like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Gotta earn those potatoes, yo.
My thing is, real quick, I want to have gone to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. You know what I mean? So I want to be fit, like I've been working out. I just don't want to do it. So
right. Join the club.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm all over that. So it's actually been a while since you've been on. It's been a couple years.
Has it been a couple years?
Yeah. It's been 2 years.
Because it was the summer, I believe, before I moved to Amesbury, and I've been in Amesbury a year and a half. So, yeah, probably almost 2 years.
What, a year and a half?
So I believe it was in summer.
It was like 2 years. Yeah.
It wasn't too long after I released my album. I think it was pre-Fiesta.
Yep.
It might have been June of 2018.
So, yeah, so since that's what's been going on. So since we met with you last, you released an album.
I did. I released it just before that. We talked about it, and it was amazing, the response that I got from it, how much people really enjoyed it, how people come to see me and now want to hear me play those songs.
Yeah.
It was gratifying. Looking back on it, to me, because I'm insane, it's not good enough, and I'm far more excited for my new album, but I'm still proud of that album.
Of course.
And it was me at a different time, but it says a lot about me, you know, for maybe a 10-year period throughout
my
life.
That's what it's supposed to
be. So, right. June 14th, 2018.
Exactly, yeah. So, it was a long time ago, and that was when I just released it. So, I mean, we sold a ton of copies.
Yeah.
A ton of people downloaded the album online and streamed it on Spotify and iTunes. And I'm not done with the album completely. I still want to film a video for a couple songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
So that may come, it may not. Because I am looking at trying to release my new album by May of 2020. That's kind of my goal. And
yeah, we're going to have a party, right? We're going to have an album release party for this one?
We'll have an album release party, and hopefully this is the one that blows up and takes me off the island, you know?
I hope so, right? Yeah, we'll find out. Speaking of, I mean, you always talked about Island Cowboy, but since then, you branded it.
We branded Island Cowboy.
The hat you have on right now.
Yes, sir. We got some swag, baby. We got banners. We got websites, and we have emotional support and financial support. And, you know, the second that I decided to really go with the Island Cowboy thing, because I really wasn't in that when I was talking to you guys.
No, it was just kind of something you just threw around.
One day I said, what the hell? What can I lose from doing it? Like, there's nothing I can lose from trying to just, you know, make something bigger than it is. And the whole thing is like, I'm proud to be John Jerome, but this is Gloucester, and I grew up, and I'm John Jerome. So if you knew me growing up, you know me. Oh, that's John Jerome. I grew up with him.
Right.
I don't want you to think of me like that. I want to be the Island Cowboy when I'm performing, you know? So
you will always be John to me, John.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's because I've known you for since elementary school.
Exactly. Well, this is just a launching point too, but right, a lot of people have as well. But some of them that I haven't seen in a long time, they really only know me as that. Oh, right. We went to school together. I haven't seen you in 20 years, you know? Well, I'm John Jerome. I don't introduce myself as the Island Cowboy, but maybe I should. My goal, though, is... if anybody out there knows how to make an action figure, I want an Island Cowboy action figure. So
those are easy to do.
Island
right?
Cowboy action figure. Well, I want it, you know, to move. I want it to be like a G.I. Joe. I want function, you know, maybe even a little pull string. I don't know. There's a snake in my boots or something, you know.
So since the last time you were here, obviously you're off the island. You're really kind of everywhere now. What's kind of been your favorite gig or one of your biggest gigs that you're like, wow, this is really cool. I'm really doing this.
Well, I mean, it really, my whole summer this year was insanity. And that is a direct result of kind of trying to build it and build it and build it and make it more Island Cowboy show type thing.
Right.
Going out in the crowd, singing to people, really being an entertainer. More than just a musician, and I do that because it's like this. Just in this town alone, there's a plethora of super talented musicians, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of really good people.
Yep.
But you got to be really good to just get up on the stage and close your eyes and sing and have everybody pay attention. You know right. what I mean? I don't think I'm that good. I'm good enough to go out there and make you feel good and come out to you at your table and approach you as I'm singing. Maybe make you feel weird. Maybe make you get up and dance, you know? But I that's where I found my niche. And now it's really blown up and I have to deny gigs because I really overdid it for myself this summer. And I want to start scaling back and doing more show-type shows, like what right. we'll be doing in December. December 14th at the Old Sloop Coffee House, I'll be playing with Marina Evans, Bernardo, who she plays with, Brad Bird, who's another talented musician from around here, but lives in California now, and myself. It's going to be a great event. I'm super excited to do it because that's kind of the route I'd like to go.
And how'd you get involved in that?
I met Brad through a party. There was a party we were playing. You know, I'd heard of Brad many times. Brad's,
of course, yeah.
He's a little older. He's been around a lot. And I met him, and he really liked what I did. He kind of liked my vibe. He liked the things that I was doing. And he said, you know, I'd like to do a show with you. You know, maybe we can add somebody else.
Yeah.
But a ticketed show where people come to listen.
Right.
And they're sitting down to hear your original music. Because in reality, we have a ton of things to say. That's why we're songwriters.
Right.
So we love to play covers. We want to see you dance. We want to sing Wagon Wheel and Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. But we want to sing my songs, Once in a Lifetime, and my song Home, things that I want to portray how I feel and who I am as a musician.
Right. Know? So is this a holiday show or no? Or will there be anything like, you know, holiday, you know, mixed in with it? Or
I haven't spoken with Brad or Marina about this, but I will probably do a Christmas song or two. Right. I love Christmas. I want it to be a Christmas vibe. It's December 14th, and Christmas music is one of my favorite things to play. So I'll go out there. I'll probably do a couple. It'll be more of an original showcase than that, but, you know, who doesn't want to do Christmas songs?
Hello, I know. Christmas. I know.
Which songs are your favorite?
My favorite Christmas songs are Sleigh Bells Ring, Are You Listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Love that song.
Why did I love that? And I love Instagram. What's wrong with me?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas is probably my favorite one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I love that song. I love those. I mean, I love a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah.
Not the more religious songs. Those don't hit me as well. I like Happy.
Right.
We All Celebrate Christmas. Santa Claus. And, you know, Reindeer Are Falling Through Your Rooftop. And, you know.
Have you how much ever is considered, that gonna cost? Like, Please Come Home for Christmas? Like, the John Bon... Well, I'm sure it's been done by so many people. But, like, I personally like the John Bon Jovi version where I feel like your vibe... Like, I feel like your December gigs... You could totally rock that one.
I would,
Because I feel like you've got that, like, voice.
Do I know it, though?
Probably
please
not.
Please be home
no,
for
no,
Christmas.
No. It's Please Come Home for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It's bells.
But that's not
the
how
bells
it goes.
Will be ringing. We'll off air. We'll
yeah, maybe
we'll
I'll know it. I don't know. But, you know,
we'll
I...
We'll chop it up.
Or how about Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer?
No. I'm not doing that one. That's a little too, like, cornball for me, and I never really cared for the song. You know, I like... Something about, okay, if you're not a musician, you probably don't think about it like this, but in Christmas music, there's some really interesting chord changes and the choices they make in the songwriting, which I really like. So that's one of the big reasons why I like to play the Christmas songs, and it only comes once a year.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. So does that mean around the holiday time that you, when you play gigs, that you'll put in a Christmas song?
I usually do, yep.
Okay.
Much to a lot of people's chagrin, but, you know, I play things I like to play.
You know what would be really magical, John? Oh, my God. This is making me cry right now.
You and I doing Baby It's Cold Outside? Is that where you're going
now
with this?
No, if I could sing, I really wish. You playing at the Beauport Christmas music with decked out Christmas shit everywhere.
That would be awesome. Me with a Santa Claus cowboy hat on. Yep, I'm
totally
down with that.
Because the Beauport straight out, like during the Christmas time, is beautiful.
Yep.
It's gorgeous what they do in there, and the fireplaces are going.
One of my favorite places to play, even when it's not Christmas, but when it's Christmas, I love to play there as well. You
are you going to be playing there over the holidays?
I'm not. No. And the only reason why is... like I said, that I'm stepping back a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while I'll do a hotel gig because I really enjoy playing the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that...
They love you. The people love you.
They do, and I love the people. But the thing is like this. With anything you do, you kind of... Playing at the bars, you can't get compensated enough to do it. And I know that sounds vain and it may sound ridiculous, but it's really not. You know, the bars have a budget.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to pay. And for somebody like me who's been doing it for a long time and I can kind of draw a nice crowd.
Right.
It's getting more worth it for me to do it more sparingly.
You have groupies.
And in more, right, thank people, you. But in more choice locations, you know. Not right. That the Beauport is not a choice location or the Rum Line that I love playing. It's just not going to happen as much anymore, you know.
Right.
Make it more special.
Right, but, right. So what places or cities or what do you... What do you see?
I see skies of blue, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you.
That was good. That was really good.
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that question. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Where do you see yourself, like you said, more sparingly? So do you see yourself going more out of town and not so much in Gloucester or...
This is what I see myself doing. I see myself trying to do more of a attaching to people in other towns to get a foothold in other towns. So talking to people, because I got this idea from Brad Bird, who's smart, that, you know, he chose me to go, oh, let's do this together, because, okay, this kid, I got a crowd, and he probably helped me get some people in. And that's what I'd like to do in places, you know, around, maybe even around the country. Call them up, hey, listen, this is what I do. How would you feel about maybe doing a show together and... You know, yeah. To get a good promotion on my product and theirs as well. You know?
Right. And we're still putting this out into the universe that we're all going to go to Key West when you play Key West.
Key West, baby. You know, Key West is a place that I would love to go down there and get to know some people and just be able to go over there a couple weeks a year and play.
Well, one of the really cool things, I've been to Key West a few times, and one of the things I say every time I go down there, to be honest, it reminds me a lot of Gloucester, because it's an island down there. Everyone knows everyone.
Yep.
Everyone that works there is a local. You can go to any bar. They're going to tell you they live there. Their kids grew up there. It's everyone knows everyone. So I think going down there, even, you know, to play or not to play, but to get in these bars and to talk to people is where it's at. Because it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Well, exactly.
And it's very much like that down there.
Exactly. And I'd love to get down there. And I will. It's just, you know, I'm letting life hold me up at this moment. When you want to do something, but you can, in a way, find every way why you can't do it,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get out of.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
do it.
I just
know?
Do it. Right. I just make it happen. We just do it.
Spur of the moment, baby. I should jump on a plane right when I leave this.
That's it.
I'll watch the Pats game on the plane. I'll be in Florida in 3 hours. You
That's
know what
it.
I mean?
Like Bridget always went to Vermont. I just said, fucking let's do it. And we went to Vermont.
And same with New Orleans. I went to New Orleans as well this year.
That's one place I really want to be.
I've never gone.
That's
my
one place
has. I've never really
want to go there.
Who doesn't want to go to New Orleans and party and drink the streets and do Mardi Gras?
You know what, though? We didn't even drink that much. And, you know, Bourbon Street, we didn't care for Bourbon Street. We went to Frenchman Street is where it's at. We went and saw Aaron Neville's son, Jason Neville, play. That boy can sing.
Aaron Neville's the man. That song,
like
Everybody
this...
Plays the Fool. Oh.
But like... Have you played that one? Is that too high?
No, that's not my vocal range. I didn't even mean to say that.
There's a different
that
band
one.
That can do that one, Alicia.
I didn't mean to say that. What's the one he does? Is it Aaron Neville? Yeah, with Linda Ronstadt. That song is like heaven. I don't know much,
but
oh,
I know
I love you.
Love that song.
Oh.
Let me be.
I love that song.
All I need to know.
Wish I could sing, John. I do so many duets with you.
Yeah, seriously. I would too. I can't sing, but I did it anyway.
I got
party girl voice and everything right now. I got Kathleen Turner party girl voice, and I'm doing it.
So the last 2 years, what are some of the most valuable lessons you've learned?
Don't overextend yourself would be one of my most valuable lessons. But you know what I learned even more so? Because when you do a lot of gigging, and I know guys who are musicians who gig a lot, private and public, everybody wants you to drink. Everybody wants to get you drunk. And you got to learn how to play, have a good time, and not drink. That's a big deal, especially if you want to survive in this kind of business, because you'll kill yourself if you drink it every time, because it's easy to say, yeah, I'll have a drink, yeah, I'll take that, you know, and party all night
also,
with the people you're playing with.
Doesn't it fuck up your vocal cords?
Yeah, of course it does.
Well,
mostly because it dries you out. Right. Like, they say if you drink a glass of alcohol, you have to compensate that with water. They want you to drink, like, 64, you know, I don't know, ounces or gallons or 64 gallons a day.
It's half your body weight. It's pretty much what you want to do.
Right. And let's not talk about my body weight, okay?
You're horrible.
You're
what?
Fuck you, asshole.
I can do self-deprecating. I like it. You know, I enjoy that kind of humor.
So what are, so other than you have an album coming out in 2020, what, have we heard any of those songs yet?
If you see me live, you've heard some of them. But if you come see me on the 14th at Old Sloop, you'll hear a lot of them because that's what we're promoting. Okay. Absolutely. You can come to Old Sloop. You can get your swag. You can get a copy of the old album. You can even buy a ticket that says, ooh, I already bought the new album. You know what I mean?
Oh,
whatever
nice.
You guys want.
Awesome.
I will give you. I will give to the world what I can give.
What's the name of this new album?
Iron Cowboy.
I love it.
Yeah, that's love the name it. Of the album. We've decided that.
First one was self-titled.
First one was John Jerome.
Be,
and this one
right?
will be John Jerome, Island Cowboy.
Right.
Because that's the vibe we're going with. This album is more focused. My last album was kind of all over the place. I like to rap. I like to do, you know, rock music. I like to... This one, I'm kind of more focused in my country kind of vibe. Because that's really where I'm at and what I'm enjoying playing at this point.
Well, I think that's where your evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you first started playing out, yeah, like you said, like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And then you kind of evolved. So how, what did that total time of transformation of evolution take? How many years?
20. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
I swear to God. When I, even more than that. I mean, I started playing guitar when I was like 13 years old. And the first thing I learned was some Beatles songs. My dad loved the Beatles. My dad could play some Beatles songs, so I learned that. And then I hooked up with my brother, and I started playing Metallica, and that was awesome. You know? And so I saw myself being like a metal guitarist. And then I transitioned out of that, and I started singing and playing and being a singer-songwriter. And you could hear it in even in my mid to late 20s that my voice was, you know, more of a country voice. You know, that's just...
Did you know you could sing?
I didn't know I could sing, no. But I learned to sing by mimicking everything I heard, you know? Trying to sing like the Beatles, trying to sing like, you know, Alan Jackson and things like that, Garth Brooks. That's how I learned to sing. I never took lessons, you know?
Never.
Maybe
never.
To my detriment, I don't know. But that gives me a unique style, I think, to anybody
Absolutely.
Who doesn't get taught how to sing. You just mimic people.
Now, have you thought of ever taking music lessons?
Of course I have.
Okay.
I've taken music lessons, you know, sparingly. A couple weeks here when I was 15 or...
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's something you always want to do because if you do music, you want to get better every day. And if, you know, here's the key to music. And I've been telling this to people lately because I just realized it.
I
swear to God.
It just came
an epiphany
me.
About a year ago. The only way to get really good at playing guitar or pretty much anything is to practice, right?
Right.
But the key is to learn to enjoy practicing. Like, if you can find a way to enjoy practicing, then you're going to try to find a way to practice all the time.
That's like working out.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't found that path yet, but I'm looking for it. Somebody help. okay, fine. You want to take it off course real quick? Going to the gym. Everybody's like, yeah, let me get a gym membership. If I got a gym membership, I'd be in there feeling like I look like an idiot because I have no idea what I'm supposed to do in the gym, you know? I've owned a heavy bag. I've hit the heavy bag. I used to own a bench. We used to, you know, bench press weights and stuff, but I'm sure I wasn't doing it right, you know? So that's a big worry about going to a gym. You got anxiety. Am I going to look like an idiot? So that's just my rant about a gym. Moving on.
But you got to start somewhere.
And that's the evolution of your Island Cowboy.
That's it. Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Somehow I ended up in the gym, which would be the goal anyway.
Well, is that a lot of successful people?
Yeah,
they
in the
do.
Gym.
They are. They start in the gym. They start in the gym.
They do.
This year also, which was pretty cool. I don't think I was at that particular show that Bridget came up. You had John Jerome Bingo.
No, actually, that was just Alicia Unleashed just decided. Fuck it, we got
it. I thought you did it at a show.
We were at that show together. We didn't know we were going to be there together. Yeah, that was the show where I was like, what the fuck, you're in Gloucester?
Oh, yeah, but we did it through our phones.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk a little
you're
bit
welcome,
about...
You're welcome, by the way.
Bingo,
so,
thank you very much.
That was, so that tell was us how it kind of, how that evolved, because that was fun. That was like, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. You guys created that. Because I say a bunch of dumb shit when I'm playing, and I do it pretty consistently every time I play. So if you think of a few dumb things I might say, and you put them on a card, and that was the genius idea. She actually put them on cards, like actual physical cards at Captain Carlos one day. And everybody was into it, and everybody was clicking it.
So we've ran it a few different times. So Alicia Unleashed ran it a few different times. So, and the thing was, they were changing. They were constantly changing. It wasn't always the same thing. The sayings weren't always the same. Sometimes it was John's wardrobe change. Will did this. Jeff did this. And then depending on the gig that day, if something new happened, the next time there was a gig, the card would update.
So did you see how many people interacted on that? Were you able to get that?
So there's no secret that B-Side might have got a different side hustle. It might have become part of John Jerome's side hustle as well.
No, this is the hustle. Side hustle is my real job. Sorry, John.
So I helped, because we talked about it on his last podcast. We were like, your social media game sucks. because Alicia was mad. She's like, you fucking post an event like 3 hours before the event happens. Like, I need to plan for this shit. Like, yeah. What the fuck, dude?
That's a really tough thing to do, though. When,
right, and
you
know, it is.
A million other things going on.
You're and let me tell you, I'm telling you, even in my unemployment, that shit took 8 hours. That shit is not easy.
No, it takes your life. I can't do it. Right? If you add that on top of doing anything else, it's like, well, I can't
because,
do it. Well,
because the way the platforms were, I was creating content. I was creating art. I was creating a whole bunch of stuff. So then what was happening was, while John was playing, people were interacting on the Facebook page. And I'm sitting there on my phone constantly trying to take video of John while people are messaging, like, I got bingo and stuff like that. So then I was running around and I was seeing people playing.
Like, what do I get? It's like, we don't have anything. Bingo.
It's just fun.
Right.
So I'm like, it's just a fun thing. And so then I was like, John, you really need to talk about it. So then I was like, why don't we print it out one day? And there was one day that I had no intentions of distributing the cards. And Carrie had the idea of, like, let's give out the fucking cards. So Carrie and my girl Missy, like, took it over, like, spread out the cards, just gave it out to everyone on the deck. I had, like, over $155 store pens. We gave them out to everybody. Everyone, like, came through. We're just so excited. The only thing was that we were, like, instead of, I was like, yeah, you just get 5 in a row. And I'm like, we should have just had them get all, like, everything.
Oh, coverall.
Coverall. The only problem was that John knew what was on the card, so of course he said everything.
Right.
I was like, damn it.
Right. I should have never seen the card. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
But the problem is, John is this particular. He's like, I need to see what's on the card.
Oh, no, no. Next time we do this, John's not going to see the card, or we're going to give him a fake one. And we're going to do merch. We could do merch. Now that you have merch, you're getting,
yes,
you know,
merch is a good thing. I love to give merch away as well at shows and get people excited. So that's a big deal
I have a new bumper sticker.
Yep. Yeah. The bumper stickers are killer. Yeah, get your Island Cowboy bumper stickers. They're free. And if you're willing to put them on your car, I mean, that's the only price. You have to put it somewhere on your car so that everybody knows that you are part of IC Nation.
You should also get them, like, magnet, too.
Yes.
The car magnet.
I thought about that. And then I looked at everybody's bumper, and they're all made of plastic.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, but, like, the trunks are metal.
Trunks are metal. That's right. Magnets are something I'll look into. Yeah, I mean, we got all kinds of swag. That's because we want to brand it. It's a brand. It's a fun brand. It's Island Cowboy.
Right.
You live on an island. You just have to admit it, you know? And if you want to be a cowboy or a cowgirl, you can come do it with
John Boy.
And
screw those people that say that's not an island. Remember that? We got into that thing.
Here's the thing. I was like, oof, that wasn't good. But then everybody jumped on it. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, I was close to deleting it, but people were civil. And, you know, it's
like,
kind of busting
our balls.
Don't
tell me it's an island.
I know.
It is. Get rid of the two bridges and you're
now you can't get off this island, you know?
Remember when the causeways both flooded last year during the winter?
Yeah.
We were all fucked.
Yeah,
if you didn't work
on
the island, you're fucked.
That's crazy.
You're
I know.
Stuck on an island.
And you'll see it, like, within 10 years when I come back here after my world tour. I'll have a yacht, and it'll be called the Island Cowboys. You guys
yes.
can go. You'll all be welcome to come on
and
to and party.
You know you have plenty of places to dock.
Plenty of places to dock, yeah, with a 50-foot yacht.
Just park at mile marker 1, yeah.
I'll just come smashing into some pier, some like, Forrest Gump.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, John. I'm sure, you know, we will have you on again 2020. Oh, we have to. Album release.
Yeah.
We're putting, you got to put that date out there. put it out into the universe.
Yeah, I just gotta put it all out there. You know what I mean? That's what I gotta do.
Like new cover songs and whatnot?
5/20/20?
New cover songs are always in the works. I've been working on Miranda Lambert. I want to play The House That Built Me. I love that song. You know that song?
I do.
Someone say you can't go home again. Tremendous. But yeah, I'm always working on cover songs. I enjoy practicing. That's the whole point, you know? If you enjoy practicing, you'll have fun. Doesn't mean you'll get better. thank you girls for having me, though. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you and chat and laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So once again, December 14th, the Old Sloop House.
That's what I really want to push. December 14th, it's a three-person show. Really cool.
About Old 40, Sloop Coffee House, I
45 should say. Minutes apiece. Old Sloop Coffee House. It's not really a coffee house. It's a big hall.
In Rockport
with great lighting.
There are tickets.
And you can get tickets. Sale. Tickets are actually moving pretty fast, which is surprising to me. But I'd love to sell it out. And don't make me buy my own tickets to sell it out. Go to oldsloopcoffeehouse.org. Look at the concert, click on it, and buy a couple tickets. They're cheap, they're reasonable, you can bring your whole family, and if you want, I'll even let you sneak in some booze.
Make it a holiday night, make it a holiday event. Like, make it, like, not the event, like, make it a holiday, like, a family event for you guys. Like, hey, let's do this as a family, like, this is part of our holiday thing. Let's go.
It would be awesome because I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to put on a great show. Something you've never seen before. I really am.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. This was our 5th annual Thanksgiving sode. Leash Unleashed. Out.
Turkey for you and turkey for me.